Inside Outdoors, coming on the airwaves, coming your way.
Hey now,
we're outside indoors, beat on a book on a snowy day.
Hey now,
we're inside outdoors, baiting a hook and anchors away.
Baiting a hook and anchors away.
Baiting a hook and anchors away.
Inside Outdoors is brought to you from the beautiful rolling hills of southern Indiana. Inside Outdoors with Don Jordan, Buddy Bill, and Rich Reardon gives you everything you need to know about the outdoors, hunting, fishing, local and national outdoor news, the environment, natural resources, safety, issues, and just down-home family fun. Inside Outdoors is an enjoyable and informative way to learn about what nature has to offer and how to be a good steward. You can find us at InsideOutdoorsRadio.com, and we invite you to write in about your fish stories, outdoor stories, favorite places, questions, or just about anything you want us to talk about on the show. So sit back with Buddy Bill, Don, and Rich for another episode of Inside Outdoors.
Inside Outdoors is brought to you by Morrison's Appliance.
That's right, Morrison's Appliances and Service on West Kirkwood Avenue in Bloomington, Indiana. Serving Monroe County since 1954 with eco-friendly service, pickup, and delivery at 900 West Kirkwood Avenue in Bloomington. For more info, visit Morrison's Appliances and Service.com.
Hey, good morning, by golly, Inside Outdoors with old Buddy Bill here this morning. I mean, tell you, I'm frisky this morning.
You're playing with your equipment. I'm over there.
My mic here was going up and down. I don't know whether there's a ghost in here or not.
Well, there's no ghost, but there's Don Jordan here.
Yeah, well, there's a Don Jordan here.
Yes,
right. Well, where did you come from, Don Jordan?
I came from Northside Town.
Northside Town.
You made it over here, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I'm surprised after all that wind we had. Did you get any of the wind?
We did. It just so happened that I was making a run down to Arby's, right, when that hit.
You going to get you a big old Arby's sandwich, was you?
Yeah, I just got some new coupons.
New coupons,
So
buy one, get three free.
It was an interesting trip. It just rained like the dickens there, you know. No hail, though.
No hail. That was lucked out there.
Yeah, I did. I was thinking about my truck and it might suffer when I
was thinking about my garden.
Your garden, yeah. How is your garden?
Well, it was, yeah. It's done.
It's done.
I got beans up. I've got, of course, tomatoes. I got peppers. I'm even picking peppers.
You're picking peppers.
Picking peppers, uh-huh.
How many peppers can Piper Bill pick if Piper Bill could pick peppers?
Well, I didn't count them. I don't know. things is doing good, and it was needing some rain, and we sure have got it. And I was afraid that once it started raining, it would do this. And sure
do
enough,
what?
Keep raining.
Oh, well, it's slacked off, though. It's not.
Well, it rained the 1st of June.
Uh-huh.
You know what that means?
No, what's that mean, Bill?
That means 20 days of rain this month.
If it doesn't rain on a cold dog?
That there was back in February.
Okay. So let's have it. If it rains the 1st of June,
uh-huh,
it's going to rain
20 days.
20 days.
Uh-huh.
Every day for 20 days.
Not every day. I mean, there's 30 days in June, you know.
So you're going to get 20
it's
days rain.
It's not going to rain every day.
So it rained yesterday.
Yes.
And this is the second, isn't it?
Should be the second, uh-huh.
So we could skip today and still get our 20 days in.
We could skip 10 days.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Still get your 20 in.
All right. But, well, now, is that at your house or at my house?
That's at both of our houses.
Okay.
Because you said it rained yesterday at your house.
Yes.
And it rained yesterday at my house.
Okay, so that's the precedent setter. Okay.
Rich, it rained at his house because he's close enough to me that I know it rained.
Yeah, it did.
Uh-huh.
So Rich is going to get 20 days of rain. No, that's the old saying. I have seen it fail before. But as a rule, it holds pretty true.
Got any sayings about dogs this month?
Nothing about dogs.
I like those weather forecasts with dogs in them.
With dogs in them?
Yeah.
Well, we can. I'll think of one here while we're taking a break, because I think we're going to have to take a break, ain't we, Rich?
Yes, we are.
Yeah. So don't go away, folks. By golly, all the coyotes are out this morning. And don't go away. We'll talk to the coyotes when we get back.
Listening to Inside Outdoors with Buddy Bill, Don Jordan, and me, Rich Reardon. We'll be back with more Inside Outdoors after this short break.
This is listener-supported WFHB, Bloomington, Bedford, Ellettsville, Nashville, community radio for South Central Indiana, online at WFHB.org. And it looks like we got about 67 degrees out right now. With patchy fog, it'll be a little bit sunnier most of the afternoon, then a little bit of T-storms tonight. Showers likely. And then same Sunday, starting out with showers and then sunny, though. You're listening to Inside Outdoors.
You're listening to Inside Outdoors with Buddy Bill, Don Jordan, and Rich Reardon.
Hey, welcome back, folks. By golly, I still think that they ought to play that theme song all the way through. Because that's Rich and Brian's
Yes, it's good.
Song, and it's just outstanding.
We'll play the whole thing one of these days.
Hey, I'm waiting. By golly, I tell you, I love that song.
Speaking of music,
I
was going to mention this, and I forgot. I'm glad you reminded me.
Yeah.
You know, before our show started, there was some tune playing on our station here that was really funky. It was good.
It was good.
Yeah,
huh?
It was good music. I just wondered who that was, and you know, we'll have to. I bet we can find out after the show.
I bet we can find out. Yeah,
who that was.
Anyway. Rich will probably already know because he was in here playing it.
I'll see if I can figure that out.
Well, I have a truck with a plays SD cards now that you use in your computer, so you can put all as many songs as they got to put on. You can put on one of these little things.
Oh, yeah?
And you stick it in your little slot there.
Oh, man. Fancy.
Yeah, it is. And it's pretty nice. And so, anyway, I'm a music downloader now. I never thought I would be.
I didn't think you would ever come to that, but by golly, I'll tell you.
I know. It's sad, isn't it?
Sad. It's something else, yes.
Say, we were talking about the coyotes.
Oh, yeah.
Talking last night, and I was blaming it on the full moon, and I don't know, I guess they were just in the mood, you know?
Well, of course, the pups are being born now because the breeding season's over, and so the pups now, and of course, they're out hunting food for puppies, and I heard them last night down my way, too. Early this morning, about 3 o'clock.
They also get together just to do it.
I think so, yeah.
Like to say, hey, I'm here, I'm Joe.
And they make music.
It's quite interesting to hear. And there was that foggy, steamy appearance this morning. As you looked out through the woods with the moonlight coming. This is my kind of summer day.
I had to run the windshield wipers coming in, on account of the
steam,
fog, and steam. And
we were talking about that fog last night. That seems like June is always kind of like that, nice and foggy, and it just seems to get everywhere.
Yeah, it's and many, there's just so many memories of sitting beside a lake or a river or lake somewhere. At some time where that moon's shining and that steam's rising,
that's a good June summer morning.
Sitting by a campfire down there on Grubbs Peninsula at Lake Monroe, watching up there across
catfishing.
Cat fishing.
Catching big cats.
Big cats.
Hey, I don't have a lake report. Did you have a
lake? Yeah, I just got
it. You just got a – well, let's hear your lake report.
Well, it was 538.2, I believe.
I thought maybe it was right at normal.
And cataract was down to within 0.3. It was, I think, 662 or 362, something like that. Anyway, they're within fishing. They're in back in fishing.
Back in fishing right? The stories, yeah.
You can get the your boat in at the boat ramps at Cataract now.
Uh-huh.
If you have a thirst for crappies,
yeah.
That's a place to go.
Well, Lake Monroe, they're doing pretty good on Lake Monroe right now.
Crappies or bass?
Crappie is, they're catching several. Decent crappie.
Uh-huh.
No records, but decent.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And catfish, of course, they've been hitting pretty good for the last 2 or 3 weeks, really.
Actually, I don't know if there's really a time at Lake Monroe when catfishing isn't good.
Well, you're right there. It's just generally pretty good year-round.
I'll tell you what.
Well, winter time's not, but.
Just about any time you want.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you can
right.
pick any cove, any little, indent out there along the shoreline or off the bank, just anywhere. But if you go down those coves and just take a little jig and cast up there along the edge of that drop-off, along the bank.
Right.
You're going to catch a channel catfish.
You're going to catch one, yeah.
And there's channel catfish in there that'll straighten your line out,
They'll straighten your hook, line, and all out.
I caught a 15-pounder down there a couple years ago, and it was a battle.
Oh, yeah.
It was a battle. And if there's a 15-pounder, there's a 20-pounder.
Yeah.
And, of course, these are not, let me reemphasize, these are not to be eaten. Because they're full of mercury, which is just, a crying shame. But a fish that big in any waters in the United States is unedible.
Well, even if they're edible, no mercury or anything in them, they're still strong.
Well, yeah.
They need to be put back and let them produce some smaller ones.
They are fun to catch.
And oh, yes.
The fact that those channel cats will hit on artificial lures ought to make every bass fisherman really happy, because you want to catch a nice fish. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
That's Monroe's treasure right there.
Yeah.
Big channel cats and big flatheads.
Well, of course, Salt Creek runs through it, as you know.
Uh-huh.
And that's what they dammed up was Salt Creek. And mm-hmm. Salt Creek was always good for catfishing.
Still is.
And still is.
Yeah.
But it was before the lake went in. You could go, that's where a lot of people, not a majority maybe, but a lot of people went. It was to Salt Creek to catfish.
Well, good spot.
And that has been the tradition for hundreds of years, I guess.
I've heard so many people say how beautiful Salt Creek Valley was before the lake, and that they all spent a lot of time recreating, not on public land because it wasn't public in those days, but people had swimming holes at their places.
They
didn't mind if you went down and swam in.
Oh, no. No, you could go.
It was just a different time.
Yeah, it was a different time, and the water was clean at the time, and a lot of springs running into it, and of course the springs wasn't polluted either, and it was just a good time back then.
So you think, I was never here when, of course, it was still a creek, but was there much? Were there many riffles, shoals? In Salt Creek,
I remember.
Pretty smooth.
It was pretty smooth.
Slow flowing.
Maybe a log jam or something, Salt Creek was pretty big, and of course it flooded quite a bit. Naturally, of course, that's the reason they put the dam where they did. But it was pretty smooth sailing.
Smooth sailing. Mm-hmm. Well, it's smooth sailing today because guess what the water temperature is?
Oh, my, 72.
78.5 on the surface.
Oh, holy cow.
Down at the dam.
Yeah.
78.
We're having a little cooler spell now, though.
Yeah, it was. I opened the door and got a blast of cooler air this morning.
What do you think about that, Rich?
I love it.
You love it?
I love the cooler weather.
I think they said something about a day or two is supposed to be high 78 or something like that.
That's right, the lows in the 50s.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, all week it's about hovering right around 80, a little under, a little over.
Well, that'd be the Bloomington factor.
Do you know what that is?
What, the Bloomington factor?
No. The cooler weather.
Oh, yeah.
What is it?
The cooler weather? Well, it's that weather like we're going to have.
What's it called?
77 to 55.
What's it called?
Perfect weather?
No.
No? What?
This, and I know you've heard me say this before, this is blackberry winter.
Blackberry winter.
We have it the 1st of June every year, and it has not failed.
Well, the blackberries are out.
Yeah. Now, we got blackberry winter, and it always cools down.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of like that dog fog.
Dog fog.
Uh-huh, yeah. And in May.
Yeah.
Yeah. But this here is not dog fog. This here is blackberry winter.
Blackberry winter.
Now, if it rains the first 3 days of June, you know what that is?
It's going to rain for 25 days.
No.
No. What's that?
Well, we won't have any blackberries.
Oh, really?
That's right. Now, that depends a lot on whether they're blooming now or not. Are they blooming, Rich?
They are.
Ooh, that's a bad sign. But if it rains the first 3 days, oh, you'll have little knots, you know, them little old hard things. You don't want to pick them.
No, that's not good. You want the big black.
But as a rule, that works too. Blackberry winter.
Hmm.
And if it rains the first 3 days.
First 3 days of blackberry June, winter of June.
It will set the blackberries back.
Well, the chances, according to your previous prognostication of 20 days rain, puts a pretty high chance on it raining the first 3 days.
Yeah, it does. It does.
So that means that you could often not have any good blackberry.
I'll tell you what, now, there's been a lot of times that we haven't had. Now, I have seen a few blackberries, even if it did rain the first 3 days, but they're protected, you know, and if they're blooming, why, it knocks the blooms off and you'll just have a little knot.
Well, we don't want that.
No, we want Rich to pick us some nice big juicy blackberries and make us a big juicy cobbler.
Oh, speaking of big and juicy, I got a mushroom report.
Uh-oh, mushroom season's over.
Yeah, you hear that? You better come back for that.
Yeah, we ain't got time right now. We're gonna have to take a break, ain't we, Rich?
Yes, sir.
Hey, say, folks, don't go away. We're tickled to death you tuned in this morning and listening to us. By golly, if you got any questions or anything you want to tell us or whatever, the number is 812-323-1200. And we'll be right back in just a little bit.
Listening to Inside Outdoors, brought to you from the beautiful rolling hills of southern Indiana. So hang in there and we'll be right back with more Inside Outdoors after this short break.
This is WFHB Bloomington, Indiana, volunteer-powered community radio at 91.3 FM for South Central Indiana, also at 98.1 in Bloomington, 100.7 in Brown County, 106.3 in Ellettsville, and online at WFHB.org. You can also find podcasts of almost every show on the radio throughout this whole week, so go to WFHB.org if you want to do that. And it looks like we're about 67 degrees here in Bloomington. Tonight it will be some T-storms. Tomorrow, chance of showers, so that makes Buddy Bill's third day there, I think, of showers, so... But the rest of the week looks sunny all the way through Wednesday. Hovering right around 80 degrees all week, so it should be a real nice week here in Bloomington. And
Again, you're listening to Inside Outdoors. We'll be back in just a moment. You're listening to Inside Outdoors with Buddy Bill, Don Jordan, and Rich Reardon.
Hey, welcome back, folks. By golly, glad you could tune in this morning. And I didn't hear the phone ring yet, but...
Not yet, but you did hear... Don wanted to hear something about dogs, and you had dog fog, so...
February fog will freeze a February dog.
Right.
And that's a January fog will freeze a February dog.
Yeah. We were looking for a June foggy dog.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're looking for a dog in the June.
Okay.
We'll keep looking.
812-323-1200.
Yeah.
Give us a call.
What's going on in Bloomington?
Well,
parking garage said full over here this morning.
I bet you somewhere, someplace in Bloomington today, they're building an apartment building.
Oh. Now, what would make you think that?
That's pretty good prognostication, isn't it?
That's pretty good.
Uh-huh.
You can hardly go wrong on that one.
Well, yeah, I just
But that me. That had nothing to do with the garage being full.
Just have him call me Swami.
Yeah, that had nothing to do with the garage being closed.
No, well, you know, everything is
Well, it
is
could.
Connected.
The workers may be parking over there and going walking to work.
That's right. They're storing their tools there.
Yeah, right.
Right.
But it did. A big old sign out in front said full.
I wonder
what's going on in Bloomington now.
Well, it's a little late for graduations.
Yeah, it's already over.
So, I don't know. There might be some event going on.
Must be a party going on somewhere.
There's always a party.
Somewhere there's a party.
All right.
Hey, we got that phone call you've been looking for.
Hey.
Hey, good.
You go.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, good morning, y'all.
Well, I want you to listen to who that is.
This is Kevin calling you.
Wow, hey, dog June, where in the world you been?
Oh, I kind of got sick again, a little bit of pneumonia.
Oh, no.
Jeez.
Second round I've dealt with in the last year, but it's easier than the kidney failure.
Yeah.
Are you feeling better now?
Yeah, a ton, man, a ton. So I got a couple critter questions for you.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Now, the first one is about a year ago, I was driving down Huntington Street, and in the middle of the day, I saw what I think is a giant skunk. And it had to be almost 2 foot across at the hips, real low to the ground, running like a wolverine or something, and it had no white on it at all. And I was just wondering if you all have ever heard of, like, all black skunks.
That's possible. But two feet wide sounds like a wolverine to me. Not a wolverine, a badger.
And here is my question. What is the difference between a badger and a wolverine?
Well, a badger's a smaller creature, and a wolverine is a bigger creature.
Bigger, yeah.
And,
Okay. Now, are they in the same kind of animal family?
Well, they're both mammals, and yeah, I suppose they are.
Yeah, to a certain extent, yeah.
Okay, now my next door neighbor, there is a big hole underneath her foundation.
Uh-huh.
And it's a big hole. And I remember when I was growing up in the 60s, there was a probably a badger underneath one of my neighbor's houses. And I'm just wondering, do you think there could be a badger underneath my neighbor's house?
Sure do.
They could be. That sounds like a groundhog to me, but you take the groundhog will build a hole in
about... There's groundhogs around here, but this hole is, I mean, I've seen some that look like small bears, But this hole is of big size.
Well, I'll tell you what it is. You know, we play Wisconsin every year down here. And I think they left one of their badgers.
They brought badgers down here and turned them loose.
And they've infested us.
Yes.
And probably going to drive you crazy.
Uh-huh. That's what they've done.
It's under the neighbor's house. And I haven't seen it roaming around mine because I got dogs and stuff.
Hey,
but
keep your dogs.
You need my dog. You need a badger dog to come down there. A regular dog can't do anything with those things.
Well, you know
what a badger dog is? A badger dog is a dachshund.
Oh, well, that makes total sense.
They were bred, that's why they're long and thin. They go down those holes after the badger's babies when they're young, and they root them out.
Sieg dachshund.
Yes.
Okay.
And they ask to see their papers, and if they don't have them, it's all over for them, boy.
Well, of course, my neighbor is a total animal lover, and she just doesn't want to do anything about it, you know, because right now it's not causing her any problems. But
it will cause her problems.
Oh, yeah, it will.
It'll excavate her basement. And, you know, there's no better example of the reason why we need a wall between Wisconsin and Indiana is to keep those
badgers
out of here.
That's right. Yeah.
Look at that property damage.
Uh-huh.
I'm telling
you. Thank you, guys. I needed a good laugh.
Huh.
And I've always, I've just been curious about the Wolverine and the Badger question, too. So I really appreciate y'all answering that, you know. And, hey, you guys keep up the good work. And thoroughly enjoy the show all the time. And again, I'm so. Can I ask a kind of a serious question of you all?
Sure.
Go right ahead.
So I wasn't listening to the radio when you were at the old station, and. Can you enlighten me on what went down to have you guys all of a sudden, you know, get dissed by them and move to WFHB, which I think is, I hope it's a kinder environment for you.
Well, Rich, this sounds like a question for you, Betty.
It is a kinder environment, and... you know, a whole lot of things changed once we had that president, you know, it just seems like it got a little bolder and people didn't like people talking about things like the I-69 and some, you know, logging and all the things that are all of a sudden okay. And
I thought that it just might have something to do with that. I won't ask any details or anything. But thanks for you know, enlightening me enough on that situation, you know.
Yeah.
And you know, they lost because you guys were the best thing they had going.
Well, thanks very much.
You.
I think we were about the last live show there. Now it's all Hannity and you know, those guys. So
it's a nightmare and it's hard to listen to. And then it's just constantly this anti-abortion stuff from Fort Wayne.
Yep.
And it's certainly a pleasure having you all on FHB.
Well, we're all about free speech and talking our minds. And, you know, we just try to talk about the way it is and hopefully keep some things talked about, because we don't like the idea of you know, a lot of things that are happening in the natural environment, and you know, things like logging and yellowwood and all this stuff that's going on. So.
Oh, yellowwood is just tragic. And I also wanted just to mention, wasn't it interesting to see old Blankenship? I believe it's Blankenship from
that's
West Virginia,
him. Yeah.
the coal mine owner that. Ran for office.
Yeah, after he got out of jail for a year, he ran for
jail.
Office.
Load 16.
I'm sure glad that he was exposed as one of the biggest idiots I've ever seen. television.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
I mean, my God, I can't believe he was the head of a corporation.
Well, he murdered many miners because they were doing things. So we've talked about it for years.
Or
but
something like that, you know. I think
he was. They were pulling a lot of things they shouldn't have been pulling down there and putting people in danger. And 29 miners got killed in 2010. So that's pretty much why he went to jail. But you know, he only got a year for doing that. So.
You know, that's what happens when executives and white collar crimes.
Yeah.
You know, if I'm sure if the common folk had been guilty of being responsible for 29 deaths, they'd be probably getting 290 years in jail.
Yeah.
And that guy should have like never gotten out.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, I hate to be judgmental, but he just. After watching his campaign, is one of the most worthless human beings I've ever seen. He's right up there with Roy Moore.
Yeah, you know what they said? No Mary England. Off with his head. Off with his head.
Well, I mean, I can't believe what some of our leaders are getting away with. It seems like just a few decades ago, that would have been treason. And they wouldn't be seeing the light of day. And now it's just like anything goes. Take as much money as you can while you can. And the Republic's up for sale. And
well, you know, you must know something's wrong when the new there's a new nickname for our president. Did you know that?
No.
He's called corrosive, hypocritical clot of congealed. Creamsicle spray tan goo.
Oh,
that's a pretty good one, don't you think?
that's pretty good.
I haven't heard anybody.
That sounds like fake news to me.
Talk about the president that way in many years.
I mean, he has single-handedly brought down the stature of the office, and I hope we can recover, but. I'm not quite sure. It's
going to be a job. It's an uphill pull.
A bad day.
I'll be in there straightening everything out here in a couple years.
Yeah, Don, you should run. You really should.
I think I got the stuff.
Oh, yeah. Oh, sure. For sure. I would support that totally. But, it's just
Bill, you can be my Secretary of State.
Oh, okay. All right. We'll straighten things out together.
Would you like defense or environment?
No environment would be mine.
Interior. You should. Interior.
That would be good. That'd be good.
I'd give you the national parks.
Yeah.
You all are more qualified than the goofballs that are in there now. You know, I heard some person say that Trump has drained the sewer or drained the swamp and replaced it with the Trump sewer. And I know too many patriots that are spinning in their graves. It's keeping me awake at night, you know. But keep up the good work, and man, I really appreciate you giving me a little insight on what went down because, man, I just wasn't listening to the radio at the time, and I just wondered what might have happened, and that was on kind of my top of my list, you know, and it's a shame when the radio station like that doesn't allow any kind of free speech, and, you know, at 6 a.m, y'all ought to be able to say whatever you want for sure. You know, if they're going to have Hannity and Limbaugh on all the time.
Hey, Kevin.
So, gentlemen, you know what I think of y'all. You're the best.
We got incoming rounds here, buddy. We're going to have to.
Have a great weekend, okay?
All right.
Hey,
thanks for calling,
thanks
buddy.
Thanks for calling in, Bob.
Talk to you soon.
Hey,
you have a good day.
My pleasure. Thanks for letting me call in and get on the air and talk with y'all.
Hey, anytime.
All right. See you later.
Pleasure.
Hey,
that's it.
Is it about break time?
Not quite.
Oh, not quite. I thought it was getting close to break.
We're getting close. We're getting close.
I mentioned as a teaser the mushrooms.
What about them mushrooms?
There was a picture on a Facebook group called Morel Hunter yesterday of a 42-pound catch. I guess you don't really catch them. You find them. But 42 pounds of morels out of British Columbia.
Well, gosh, we ought to all go over there.
British Columbia. That's up in the mountains.
We should go there.
And the remember I told you last week the Brown County Mushroom Festival had been because of the 350 pounds of spoil?
Yeah.
Okay, get this. The Mushroom Festival is back. They've purchased 300 pounds of mushrooms, new mushrooms, and they're going to keep them until the 9th. That'd be next weekend, right?
I don't know about that.
You may have to stand by to hear about how the mushrooms survived until the Mushroom Festival could be reinstated and proceed. Yeah, it's a long time to keep morels, you know.
Yeah, that's a long time. I don't think I want to eat too many of them.
Well, if they hold together, they'll be all right. But if they, you know how they do.
They'll get mushy.
Yeah, they start falling apart, and I don't know how you keep that from happening. Maybe a crisper or something.
Well, you crumble them up and put them in eggs, scramble eggs.
That'll disappoint a lot of people.
Well, it might do it, but that's
they're pretty good that way.
They are good that way.
They are good that way.
Yeah. Me and Rich thought somebody would bring some in some morning, but nobody ever brought any in.
No. Man, I never found any this year.
You're not the only one. There's a lot of people didn't find them.
It was at least around this part of Indiana. Now, I know there were some found in northern Indiana.
Yeah.
And there were some found way down by the river.
About Michigan? Did you hear anything?
I haven't heard
Michigan?
Anything, but these, you know, since I heard now that these mushrooms coming in from British Columbia, 42 pounds of British Columbia mushroom, these things could be coming from anywhere. You know, those northern states have mushrooms. Michigan, Wisconsin, Minnesota, they all have them.
The badgers don't eat them?
The people who are in the know, but their season is so short in Wisconsin. So you got to be out there on top of them.
Yeah.
I hear music and there's no one there.
There's no one there.
Hey, well, listen, you don't want to drive up to northern Indiana right now because do you hear what's going on up there around Lebanon?
Why? What happened?
Well, they've been, someone's shooting at cars.
Oh, yeah, I heard that on the news.
Yeah, that's Indianapolis.
Well, it's, we're going up
I-65.
65 north of Indianapolis towards Lebanon.
Yeah.
I used to date a girl from Lebanon when I was in high school.
Huh. Well, we'll hear about story.
Let's hear all about it when we come back.
We got to take a little break, folks. Don't go away. Stay right there with us, and we'll be right back in just a short.
You're listening to Inside Outdoors, brought to you from the beautiful rolling hills of southern Indiana. So hang in there, and we'll be right back with more Inside Outdoors after this short break.
This is WFHB, Bloomington, Indiana, volunteer-powered community radio at 91.3 FM for South Central Indiana, also at 96.1 in Bloomington, 100.7 in Brown County, 106.3 in Ellettsville, and online at WFHB.org. Looks like we're at still 67 degrees, beautiful morning, patchy fog, so you'll have to use your windshield wipers if you get out here, but it's going to be mostly sunny this afternoon, high of 86, some T-storms possibly tonight, tomorrow chance of showers in the morning, then it's going to be beautiful, nice and sunny, around 80 degrees, and we're looking at Monday at high of 78, lows in the 50s. Tuesday also sunny, Wednesday sunny, and all the highs are just hanging in there right around 80 degrees. So should be a beautiful week here in Bloomington. Be right back. You're listening to Inside Outdoors with Buddy Bill, Don Jordan, and Rich Reardon.
Hey, welcome back, folks. By golly, glad you could stay with us. And if you got any more questions or want to know anything or got something to tell us, give us a ring. 812-323-1200. That's 1200. And we'll be glad to take your call.
Certainly will.
And we'll be glad to give you an answer.
Well, I'm waiting to hear about Don's girlfriend from Lebanon.
Oh, yeah. Don, you had a girlfriend from Lebanon.
I did. She was...
just south of Lafayette.
Well, or just north of Indianapolis.
Or north of Crawfordsville.
No, Indianapolis. It's only about 10 miles up the road from Speedway, maybe 15.
Well, it's north of Crawfordsville, isn't it?
No.
It's not?
It's like
it
north.
It used to be.
It's on I-60. It's on I-65, and it's just north of Indianapolis.
They've moved it since I was up there, I guess.
Okay.
Since well, I was up there.
The speeds were slower back then.
Is that what it was? That's probably what it is.
That's what it just seemed longer.
Yeah, it seemed longer.
There's a bunch of little schools around
there. What about
there.
The girl? Let's get to the girl.
Oh, well.
He seems to be skirting that
yes,
subject.
Yes, he does. He keeps.
So to speak. He said, did you hear that? He said, okay. Well, I got a better story, actually, than that about girls. If you want to know, this is somebody posted on the Indiana Fishing Group,
and he goes again, Rich.
There's a picture of a real nice looking lady with a couple little boys and a her first trout in her hands, and she says, "A week ago, I asked for recommendations for somewhere to take my boys to fish. Chad Southard recommended Chain of Lakes. Today we met to hang out and take my boys fishing, and this is where I caught my first trout." And there you go. You know, there's no better date than fishing, right?
That's uh-huh.
Right. And
well, we agree with that.
This is an absolute romance budding, and I'm glad to have this picture on my Facebook. That's Inside Outdoors on Facebook, Inside Outdoors.
Uh-huh.
Go in there. You can see this young lady's picture and her little boys and her trout.
Well, that's good. That's good. But what's this got to do with that girl up in Lebanon?
Well, that was back when I lived in Indianapolis. So it's so far along. It was so far back there, I can't remember anything except she was cute.
Cute. Yeah, well, that's good. That's good.
And she's up there from, you know, Thorntown was a little town.
Thorntown, yeah.
You know where Thorntown
yeah.
is?
Yeah.
They had one of those old-time basketball gyms like uh-huh. you see in Hoosiers, you know.
The movie Hoosiers.
Right.
Yeah.
And I remember going to basketball games up there and chasing around in that.
No, surely not.
I was just a little boy.
Surely not.
I was just.
Do you remember the Smithfield Gym down in Smithfield, Indiana?
I have been in that gym.
Yeah, the old gym.
Yeah.
The barn. Uh huh.
Mm-hmm.
And they.
I
played,
bet you've been in there too.
Oh
you?
Yeah, played basketball in there, buddy.
Did you play center?
No, sir. I played guard.
Played guard. Buddy Bill was the guard. Were you a deadly set shot?
Oh, pretty good.
Two-hander.
Two-handed. Yeah.
Cowbagger free throws. Yeah. Well,
yeah, played basketball.
I guess
there.
You're bona fide.
Yeah, for the church.
The church league.
Yeah. Well, and I don't even remember who we played, who all we played in there.
So was it like the Catholics versus the Muslims and stuff like that?
Yeah. And the Methodists and the Baptists.
Methodists versus the Baptists.
Uh-huh.
Did some of those get pretty heated, some of those games?
Some of them got pretty warm, yeah.
Who was your biggest rival?
Ooh, gosh, you're talking a long time ago.
You got to remember your biggest rival.
You got to...
You know,
McDowell Baptist, or McDowell... yeah, was that a Baptist?
I don't
McDowell,
know.
McDowell Church, yeah.
Where is that?
That's down, was, used to be down on Rogers. There's no McDowell anymore.
I remember McDowell Corner or something like that.
Yeah, it's they went by the wayside. And Fairview was another one. They always had a good team.
So were Fairview Baptist also?
You know, I don't know.
I don't
remember.
What denomination was your team?
Catholic.
So it was the Catholic versus...
The old St. Charles that used to be on 3rd Street.
Ah, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
So it was the Catholic versus the Protestants?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Pretty much, yeah.
No Buddhists or Muslims to mess up
that. None at that time.
No, there wouldn't have been. I don't think they're into basketball much.
No.
Maybe. I don't know.
I don't know either what they really are into.
The idea, there could be a Muslim basketball team, sure, but a Buddhist team doesn't quite.
That don't add up, does it?
No.
No.
No, it doesn't.
No. It doesn't. And that's the story of the girl in Lebanon.
Well, you know, there wasn't that much to it. It just, that was close to Speedway, so. Used to go up to that. We used to play golf up there.
Oh, well, I can understand then, yeah.
You can,
huh? Yeah.
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 And
You didn't only go up there to play golf, I can see that.
Well, you know.
And I don't blame you. I mean, I'm not blaming you.
I was working at Electric Steel Castings there in Indianapolis, and there was much better view of life in Lebanon.
Oh, well, Lebanon was a small town at one time.
It was nice, though. It was
a nice little small town. Crawfordsville used to be a nice small little town.
And
it's still nice. It's just the fact that it's enlarged like everything else.
Greencastle used to be.
Oh, I love Greencastle.
Right.
But there again, it's like everything else. It's got bigger and bigger and bigger. And the
only thing you can do is move to smaller and smaller and smaller.
Yeah, but where are you going to find smaller and smaller anymore?
Montana.
Wyoming.
British Columbia. Yeah,
like Riverside.
Alaska. Wyoming. Riverside, that'd be good. I like Cody. Yeah.
Cody, Wyoming.
Cody's real nice.
But Cody's getting pretty good size.
It is, but it's not, you know.
It's not yet, but it is getting bigger.
It has a big retirement community.
It's got a big, big Cody Museum.
Well, you mean the rifle.
Wild Bill Buffalo.
Right, the Remington Museum. That's the Remington Arms Museum.
And it's big.
There's more guns in there than you can possibly look at.
You can't do it in a day. It wears you out.
Well, after so many hours of looking at guns, you know, your memory just kind of becomes one big glob.
You're right there. They got one. I presume they still have that one floor where they got the teepee set up and display of
the Indian side.
Yeah.
Where they got some art. They have some artwork
right,
over there.
Right, and it's very interesting. If you ever get to Cody, Wyoming, never forget Buffalo Bill's Museum there.
Yep. They've got the house that he grew up in was moved there from South Platte, actually. And I have a picture of myself standing in that doorway when I was 10 years old.
Oh, yeah?
And I had another one taken there when I was about 65 years old. Same spot.
Was the house in good shape then?
They never did much with it, you know. It's not furnished out or anything, but the house is viable, that's for sure. It's a two-story yellow sideboard house.
Is this close to the museum there?
Well, you know where his fake log cabin house is. That's on just outside that
just
the
outside.
Buffalo Bill Museum.
Yeah.
Well, the yellow house is in there too.
I've been to the museum a couple of times, but I don't remember.
You got to go out. They're kind of in a little courtyard now. You know, at least the log house is. But it's amazing how small the rooms were in those bigger houses that they built in those days, houses they, people lived in. People were a lot smaller.
They had some small rooms.
They doors weren't as high, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing how much we've grown as.
But they had high ceilings.
High ceilings for the heat, you know.
High ceilings.
And mud insulation.
Yeah, what little insulation they had. Boy, you had to cut a lot of wood back then.
Yeah, you
keep that wood going.
There's plenty of that red clay around, you know, out there.
Yeah, there's plenty of that.
Yeah, you mix that with some water and smash it into the in between the wall joists.
Uh-huh.
And leave it there, cover it up.
It dries hard.
It stays forever.
Yep.
Stays forever.
It'll be there when you tear it down.
Well, I'm going to go fishing this week. I think it looks good.
It's time to go. It's going to cool down a little bit. It's not right. going to be quite humid. And I'll tell you what, them smallmouth in the creeks are biting.
Yes, they're on the rampage.
Yes.
If you know a good creek to go to, I'd be doing that. That's especially good.
I know two or three nice creeks that
have escaped the I-69.
Well, that's it. You got to worry about that because they've polluted every creek they are around here.
Yes, and even the ones that they didn't pollute were polluted some time ago by Westinghouse.
Yeah, that's true, too. And, of course, they've got the I-69. The banks are caving in on it, so...
Yes, well...
It's got to wash somewhere, and where does it wash? Down into the creeks.
That's Indian Creek is the receptor of most of that.
That's a shame, too.
Yeah.
It really is. It's...
Well...
Here we preach clean water and preserve our water, and you know, it's... and then they come along and pollute it overnight, you might say.
Well, we had to get that I-69 built down there to Crane.
We had to get I-69 for some reason, and I don't know why.
Well,
they had a lot of other reasons.
So somebody could make a lot of money.
Well, that's exactly what's happened because they've destroyed a lot of land that they didn't need to.
Hey, I got a new one for you. You know, a getting around Bloomington story.
Oh, yeah.
To get to this car shop that's down on Tap Road in between the new road and Rogers. Is that Rogers or Rockport? You know, the next road back to the east.
Well, Rockport down there.
Yeah, okay. It's in between Rockport and the new highway, okay? To get in that stretch, you got to go around, come down 2nd Street, right, to Corey Lane, then turn south on Corey Lane down to Weimer Road.
Weimer Road.
Weimer Road, which takes you out to Tap Road in that section in between the highway and Rockport.
Yeah.
And right there on
Tap Road.
Tap Road, yes. Right in there is where this car guy was. And that's the only way you can really get to it.
They've opened up Tap Road now, haven't they?
Just to get on to the highway.
Oh, it's not...
You can't... They've got a little roundabout up on top before you get to the bridge.
Gosh.
And that's not open yet. The bridge across the highway isn't open yet.
Oh, I thought it was supposed to have been open.
Well, it's still closed from... You can't get there from Walnut or anything, so
right,
Tap is
it's not
messed
open.
Up.
Well,
and they're going to close Grimes Lane here pretty soon.
Yeah, Monday, I think.
Yeah.
That'll get Carp incensed.
Well...
His office is down there, you know, his poor people's office.
Oh, yeah.
And they won't be able to get in and out.
But from where I live, I can get to Bedford quicker than I can get to the west side.
I know you've mentioned that.
Yeah, and that's a shame.
Well, for
you
me...
You can't get there from here.
For me, it's the south side. You know, it really is hard to get to the south side of Bloomington from the north side.
And if you're on the east side, it's hard to get to the west side or vice versa. It's, and then, you know...
It's a mess.
Hey, did your power go out the other day?
Went out for about, 3 minutes and right back on. But now on below me, as of last night, they were still out.
Yeah, we were out for about 4 hours. So, Don, were you?
I was out 5 minutes, but it weren't, across the street is a different line.
Uh-huh.
And they were out for 8 hours. Poor folks.
Yeah. Well, Stephanie and Pat Malone down on Whippoorwill, they were in on Whippoorwill. Yeah, you know where Whippoorwill is?
I do.
Yeah. And they were in last night and said that they had been out since 2 o'clock the day before. And still hadn't got any electricity as of yesterday evening.
Man, that's a long time.
Well, yes. The reason I brought that up was there was no... This went all the way through downtown Bloomington, too, and there were no lights out there on the west side. Man, do you ever want to see a traffic jam? I tell you what.
What were you venturing out to the west side for?
I was not, but I heard about it from someone else.
You're taking your life in your hands when you get there.
I don't even want to go out there.
Second Street is the worst one right now. Third Street is going to only get worse as those thousands of new people that live in those big, big apartments they built there at the corner. Down
right.
On Rogers
down by,
property.
On the Ralph Rogers property. That's right. And... just think how the traffic is going to be there. But Second Street right now is the worst one. It's backed all the way up from the highway to Twin Lakes.
Well, Third Street's the same way.
Yes.
Come...
And it's as good as it's going to be right now.
It was backed up from the four lane all the way back to, veterans, AMVETs there, and at the AMVETs or what? Not the AMVETs, but Legion.
Oh, the Legion. Yeah,
the Legion. Well, they were backed up from the Legion from the highway
to that. What's the name of that? Not Liberty Drive, but.
Well, yeah, there's Liberty Drive there.
Maybe that's it then. That's backed up to there.
Yeah.
All right.
So.
You mean right there by Walmart?
No.
No, we're over on Third.
I got you. Okay.
Yeah. Where. We skipped around on you.
Yeah.
It does easily back up to the railroad track above where you're talking about there from the highway.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's a mess.
What's that there? I hear music.
That's music already.
Yeah, there's someone there, too.
Well, by golly, we've discussed Blackberry winter, 20 days of rain in June,
Lake level.
Don's a girlfriend in Lebanon. What else?
Let's be clear. That was an old girlfriend.
Not
current.
No. Old.
She is old by now.
I'd say
she's
she
still
is.
Alive.
Yeah. But anyway, by golly, and we could talk to Kevin. Kevin called in this morning.
Yeah, thanks,
Kevin. For calling, Kevin.
We want to thank him for that. And everybody have a good week and enjoy this blackberry winter where it's cooled down a little bit. And by golly, I tell you what, we'll be back next week, won't we, Don?
Well, it's up to your schedule,
yeah,
I guess.
Be back next week.
Okay.
Bye.
Rolling hills and green forests of southern Indiana. Inside Outdoors is brought to you by Morrison's Appliances and Service, serving Monroe County since 1954 at 900 West Kirkwood Avenue in Bloomington, Indiana, and all with eco-friendly service, pickup, and delivery. For more info, visit morrisonsappliancesandservice.com. Be sure to tune in next week for more Inside Outdoors with Buddy Bill, Don, and Rich. And listen online anytime at InsideOutdoorsRadio.com.
So thanks, everybody, for listening and tuning in this morning. And so we'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.
This is WFHB, Bloomington, Indiana, volunteer-powered community radio at 91.3 FM for South Central Indiana. Also at 98.1 in Bloomington, 100.7 in Brown County, 106.3 in Ellettsville, and online at WFHB.org. And we're glad to be here every Saturday morning. You can always hear us 6 a.m. every Saturday morning. This has been Inside Outdoors. And today we're looking at 67 degrees right now. Going to be a beautiful week.
right around 80 degrees, sunny most of the time. We'll see you next week.